Well, it's 5:45 now. Time to hear about Orphan Annie's adventures. And all about Ovaltine, too. And if you haven't tried Ovaltine yet, here's something I want to ask you. Do you get so fidgety and fussy in school that your teacher scolds you for not paying attention? And then when your report card comes, you get such poor marks that your mother and father worry about it and perhaps scold you, too? Well, maybe it's not all your fault. You know, doctors say that some boys and girls don't get along so well in school, no matter how hard they try, because they're kind of nervous and high-strung. And if that's your trouble, perhaps Ovaltine's the thing to help you. Because every cupful of Ovaltine not only gives you important minerals and vitamins to help build you up, but it also brings you the special important vitamin you may have to have so you won't be so nervous. Yes, sir, Ovaltine's helped lots of nervous boys and girls to feel better. So ask your mother to let you start on Ovaltine, too. But the main thing is to keep drinking it regularly, remember. It's the person who keeps on trying who usually wins out, you know. And after a while, just see if you don't begin to get feel better and find school lots easier. And perhaps you'll begin to get higher marks, too. Nobody will scold you then, and your mother and father will be mighty proud of you. You just try Ovaltine. See what a big difference it may make. But now, all you new 1936 members of Annie's Secret Society, attention. Right after tonight's adventure's over, we're going to broadcast another important secret message in Annie's new 1936 secret radio code. So get your pencils ready and be sure to keep listening. And now for our adventure. Yesterday, Mr. Warbucks brought Annie, Joe, and Sandy home to the silos. And believe me, it was a mighty happy reunion. The only sad thing about it was that Daddy Warbucks had to go right back to New York. And right now, Annie and Joe are standing on the silo's back porch, looking across the farm and the fields. And if you don't think they're glad to get back, listen to what Joe's saying now.
Just look out there, Annie, across the barnyard and over those fields toward the woods. Did you ever see anything so pretty in all your life?
Look, I never did, Joe.
I'll say you didn't. With those patches of snow on the fields and the green and brown beginning to show through. Boy, oh boy, it sure looks like home to me.
Yeah, me too.
Just listen to that cow. Isn't that the nicest music you ever heard?
Sounds pretty good, all right.
And boy, oh boy, listen to that. Hey, there never was anything sounded better to me than the rooster.
I just thought you were just the same as you do, Joe. I think we're just a couple of farmers.
I'll say we are. You know, Amy.
What?
When I went home yesterday.
I bet your mother was glad to see you, Joe.
Glad. She caught me right up in her arms, Annie, and then she started crying. Yes, I cried a little myself. And you know, Annie, Peter and Paul cried, too.
They did?
Sure, they were so glad to see me. Peter started it, and with being twins, I guess Paul thought he ought to cry, too. Anyhow, it was swell people wanting you like that and being glad to see you. Seems like the whole countryside glad to see us today.
Yes. Thanks a lot. What were you standing out there on that porch for?
We were just looking around at the silo and being glad we're home.
Here, to me, that's a funny way to be glad. Now, if you want to be really glad, come in the kitchen here.
Boy, oh boy, I smell cookies cooking.
That's just what you do, Joe Corncastle. Might have known no matter how long you were away, you could still smell my cookies. Well, come and get them.
Boy, will we? Come on, Annie.
I thought you gentlemen begin nibbling on more chicken pretty soon.
Now look out, Joe. Don't rush for them cookies. They're hot.
Gosh, it's been so long since I had any homemade cookies. I don't care how hot they are.
Here, Annie. Better have one of these cookies before Joe eats more than he shares.
Oh, boy. That's great. I'll have another one.
Here's to me, Joe. You got all you can handle in your mouth right now. But go ahead. It makes me feel like old times to see the two of you eating my baked goods.
Seems like old times to me, too.
I swear to goodness. Now that I got you both back, it don't hardly seem you ever been away. Things are just the same as they used to be. Both of you hungry and eating up things as fast as I can cook them.
Things ain't quite the same, Bowman.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, folks are the same, but things aren't. Yeah, it's nice, Annie. Since you've been gone, Simmons Corners have been going into big business.
My goodness. What do you mean, Mr. Silo?
Well, it means, Annie, that a man has come here from the city, a Mr. Caleb Flint. And he's going for things in a big way.
Things?
he's opened a new bank. This one bank wasn't enough for Simmons Corners, and he's put up a big electric sign over it. This sign should get people to have money in their pockets.
Now, boy, you're not looking at this night, way. Mr. Flint's a big man. Besides this new bank, Annie, all the time he's old and gone, he's been starting to build a bridge.
A bridge?
Yeah, a bridge across the river. You see the way things are now, and folks who want to go west, they have to drive clear down to Sunfield across the river there. But with this new bridge, Mr. Quint's getting, by saying told, it can cross the bridge here at Simmons Corner. That means folks will save more than 18 miles driving west.
That seems like an awful swell idea.
And that's just what I've been trying to tell them.
The idea may be all right, Paul. It's the man I don't like.
Why, what's the matter with Mr. Quint, Paul?
I don't know. Maybe nothing's the matter with him. It's just that I don't seem to take a hankering to him. Maybe it's that stiff collar he wears or his silly ways.
Oh, that's no reason for not liking a person more. You know it.
Well, maybe I do. But I still can't help my likes and dislikes, can I?
I don't know what you can help, but it don't seem to me that...
Hey, isn't there a car out there on the driveway? Of course it is. I can see it from the window. This is just the biggest car I ever saw in my life. It's bigger than any of Daddy's Warbucks.
I'll say it is. Just look at it shine.
There's a man getting out, too. Jumping grasshoppers. He looks like the president or something from the way he's dressed.
Boy, oh, boy, look at that long coat and that high silk hat. Gosh, whoever he is, he must be somebody.
It's Mr. Flint. That's who it is. It's Mr. Flint, the man who's building a new bridge.
Now, what could he be walking here?
I don't know, Ma, but anyhow, he wants to come in.
I guess you better let him in, Paul.
Good day, Mr. Silo. Good day. I was passing by here, and I thought it might be well to come in and meet you. I want to get better acquainted with all the leading citizens of the county, so I thought I'd stop.
Well, come in, Mr. Prince. Come in.
Thank you, I shall.
This is Silo, Mr. Prince.
I'm mighty pleased to meet you, Mrs. Silo. I've heard a lot about you in Simmons Corners, especially at the church. I'm a good God-fearing man. And I like to know church members.
Well, now that's nice of you, Mr. Flint.
Not at all. Since my venture into business here in Simmons Corners, one of the finest garden spots on this earth, I felt I want to get better acquainted with all the charming people who live here.
Well, I hardly know what to say, Mr. Flint. You sort of take me by surprise. Here's Annie and Joe Cornhat.
How do you do? My, if there's anything I love, it's children. I never was blessed with any myself. But that doesn't affect my feelings for them. I'm mighty glad to meet you, both of you.
How do you do?
Hello.
Two mighty husky, bright children. My, you're to be congratulated, Mr. Silo.
Well, you see, they don't exactly belong to me.
Well, just having them in your house tells me a lot about your character, Mr. Silo. Anyone with two bright, young children like this around couldn't help being progressive.
Well, I've always thought I kept up with the times.
Of course you do. That's one reason I dropped in to see you. Now, everyone tells me, Mr. Silo, that you're one of the most prosperous citizens of our community. And speaking of churches, Mrs. Silo, it may interest you to know that I have just donated a new pipe organ to our church.
Land sakes, that's wonderful, Mr. Flint. Isn't it wonderful?
Why, nothing at all, I assure you. Getting this organ to the church is a great pleasure to me. But speaking of the bridge, Mr. Silo, we were speaking of the bridge.
Yes, of course.
Being one of the leading citizens, I thought I'd give you a chance to get in on the ground floor, so to speak. Now, this bridge is going to be a community affair. Of course, I could finance it in part from New York, but I thought that you people who live here on the spot should have a chance to share in the profit.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Mr. Friend.
Why, not at all. Whenever I have an enterprise, I like the community to share in it. That's why I picked one of the other leading citizens, Luke Poole, to handle the talk for me.
Luke Poole?
And yes, indeed. One of you enterprising businessmen. I thought it would be better if he sold it to our brother and I, as much as you all know him.
We know him all right.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
And so if you'd like to invest, Mr. Tyler, a few $100 in a sure thing, just get in touch with either me or Mr. Poole. It's a marvelous stuff you're buying, and you can't go wrong.
Buying?
Well, of course. All the leading citizens of the county are buying, Mr. Silo, and I know you want to be in on the ground for the rest of them. That's why I dropped in, to give you this opportunity. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Silo. So nice to have met you. I know we'll all enjoy the music of that new organ.
And goodbye, Mr. Flynn. I don't know how we ladies will ever thank you for that wonderful organ.
Why, pray don't mention it, Mrs. Silo. The pleasure's all mine. Well, goodbye, children.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm thinking of donating the village a playground, children. With all sorts of things for you to play with. I know you'll like it. Well, goodbye, Mr. Silo. Come in and see me when you want that song.
My, oh my, how I misjudged that man.
You misjudged him? What do you mean, Ma?
Why, he's wonderful, simply wonderful. Think of him donating that new organ to the church. Nobody in Simmons Corners has ever done anything like that before.
Your faith, you're in heaven.
You must buy some of that stuff in the new bridge, Pa. Mr. Flint's behind it. I'm sure it must be a fine thing.
Think it over, Ma.
If I were you, Mr. Silo, I'd think it over awful well.
Why, Annie, whatever do you mean?
All I mean, Mr. Silo, is that it strikes me Mr. Flint's a little too generous. People who go around giving things away like that usually expect to get something back. And unless I'm wrong, they expect to get back twice as much as they ever gave.
Well, what do you think of this, Mr. Flint? Mr. Silo certainly likes him, doesn't he? And Mrs. Silo, too. But say, do you think Annie's got the right idea about him? Do people who give things away as Mr. Flint is doing expect to get twice as much back? What do you think of Mr. Flint? But now, attention everybody, please, for an important secret message. Broadcast in Annie's new 1936 Mystery Radio Code. So all you 1936 members, get your pencils and papers ready to take it down. First, we always give you the special code key. And tonight's secret message is coming in the O21 code. Did you get that? O21 is the special code key for tonight's secret message. So write O21 down on your paper right now, so you won't forget it. And here's the secret message itself. First word. 24. 12. 12. 17. 13. Second word. 14. 17. 6. 17. 26. 6. Third word. 15. 24. 22. 13. 6. Fourth and last word, 13, 4, 1, 21, 20, 17, 19, 4. That's all, and that was another secret message in Annie's new 1936 Mystery Radio Code. To all you 1936 members who have your super decoder pins and secret books, get busy and figure it out right now. Just set your super decoder pin at 021, the way I told you before I read the message. And it figures the whole thing out for you in a jiffy. And say, if you haven't sent in for your 1936 membership yet, and are missing out on all the fun of figuring out these secret messages from Annie, you certainly want to get busy and join right away. Remember, it's absolutely free if you're drinking your Ovaltine regularly, because here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Then, mail it in, together with all of the thin, round, aluminum seal, from underneath a lid of a can of Ovaltine to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all there is to it. And then Annie sends you the beautiful gold-colored super decoder pin and the new 1936 official Book of Secrets. So get busy and send in this very night. And be here right on time tomorrow at 5:45, because there's going to be an awful lot happening in Simmons Corners from now on. Excitement you don't want to miss. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:45 then. Goodbye.